He stood before the court.
The title of a United Good Friday event at the East London Tabernacle in Mile End was Love So Amazing. The guest speaker was my old friend Gordon Files, and his central point was that Jesus not only died as our substitute, but first stood trial in our place. All the accusations due to us were levelled at him, and because he carried the blame, we are free from all condemnation, a familiar theme from the Apostle Paul's New Testament letters. Gordon was not the first to make this point, but it struck me so forcibly that I came home to Limehouse and began work on this hymn.
He stood before the court, on trial, instead of us. He met its power to hurt, condemned to face the cross. Our King, accused of treachery. Our God, abused for blasphemy.
These are the crimes that tell the tale of human guilt. Our sins, our death, our hell, on these the case is built. To this world's powers, their Lord stays dumb. The guilt is ours. No answers come.
The sentence must be passed. The unknown prisoner killed. The price is paid at last. The law of God fulfilled. He takes our blame. And from that day, the accuser's claim is wiped away.
Shall we be judged and tried? In Christ our trial is done. We live, for he has died, our condemnation gone.
In Christ are we both dead and raised,
alive and free.
His name be praised.